welcome to church. My name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the senior minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church, St Andrews. Welcome. Our service is one of word and prayer, and we trust that you'll be encouraged as we think on the wisdom of waiting. Our mission focus for this month is on both special religious education in our local schools and also on Anglican school chaplaincy. And Rosemary, when she comes a little bit later in the service, will be praying for both those areas of our mission focus and also for many things that are on our minds at this moment. So we come together to worship God and to give him praise and thanks for all the things that he has done to us. And so would you join with me in the opening prayer of praising God together? Gracious God, we humbly thank you for all your gifts so freely given to us, for life and health and safety, for power to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and in human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let me pray before Rosemary comes to read the Bible readings to us today. Let's pray that God will speak to us through his word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Our Bible readings this morning come from Proverbs chapter 8, starting at verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behaviour and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern and nobles, all who rule the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honour, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold that I yield, surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning, when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields or any of the dust of the earth. I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary to the waters, would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his world, his whole world, and delighting in mankind. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favour from the Lord. Our second reading comes from Psalm chapter 37, starting at verse 3 through to verse 8. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, once again, welcome to church. And if you open up your Bibles, we're going to be thinking about the wisdom of waiting from Proverbs and Psalms. Well, from Psalm 37, verse 7, we read, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." And from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 25 and 26, we read, "The Lord is good. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Well, you may have heard of the person who prayed, and it might just be you, "Lord, as I wait, give me patience, but quick." Or if you're like me, heard yourself saying as you watch your food go round and around in the microwave, cooking away there, "These things take forever." In our need to be seen, to be active, achieving, doing, it's no easy thing to be still and to wait, especially for long periods of time. Let me tell you a story about two captains. Once there were two captains. They both skippered a large wooden sailing ship each. After docking at their destination and unloading their goods, they then began to prepare for their journey home. But due to unforeseen circumstances, they were delayed. They missed the high tide and found themselves stranded, stuck in the mud of the low tide. The captains of the two ships communicated with each other and agreed that they would not be able to move until the next high tide came in. But as they waited, one of the captains became impatient. He'd gone through this before, he knew what it would be like, and it would take a long time to wait. He made a plan. He told the captain of the other ship, but this captain was unimpressed. "I'll do it anyway," he said, and set to work with his plan. He sent word to the local village to have 100 horses brought near the place where the ship was. They were to pull him out. It was no small task getting the 100 horses. It was quite an unnecessary inconvenience for the villagers, who could see the foolishness of his plan, but arrangements were made. Word got around quickly, and soon a crowd had come to see the 100 horses pull the ship. The horses arrived and were harnessed up. They pulled and they pulled, but rather than getting the ship out, the people and the captain saw the vessel begin to break, and soon it was broken in two. The other captain sat and waited for the high tide to come in, and a few hours later, he was able to leave the harbour and return home safe and sound. Sometimes, like the captain in our story, we get so impatient with circumstances. Despite knowing that a task or response to a person or situation might be best carried out with the wisdom of waiting, we take matters often into our own hands. We come up with a plan we hope might miraculously override common sense or law and give us what we want without the waiting, only to find that our plans come to nothing, or at best fall short of what we hoped for if we'd waited. We do this too with life, as God unfolds it for us. irrespective of how young or old we are, sometimes we get so impatient with a situation that we want to do things our own way and in our own time. We may even get others to comply with us, to encourage us along the way. We face the same temptation even as Christians. Despite knowing that God, being a perfect and good God, will always have our best interests at heart, we at times take matters into our own hands. We come up with a plan to deal with a situation we hope will miraculously override common sense or law and give us what we want without the waiting, only to find that our plans come to nothing, or at best, they fall short of what we hoped for if only we'd waited. We're living at the moment during unusual times. COVID-19 has caused us all to have to live very differently to what we're used to. We've been asked to stay in lockdown for another week or more and to wait. At first, the novelty of all this a year ago was engaging. We eagerly complied. But now we have become frustrated and impatient. Like the captain of the first ship in our story, we've gone through this before and we know that it could be a long wait. I have no problem saying these days are a God-given time, a God-given time to rediscover what is truly good and to keep on doing it. Waiting is no waste of time. There is wisdom, as our proverb says, in waiting. Proverbs 8, verse 34 and 35. Blessed are those who listen to me, says the wisdom of God, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favour from the Lord. The wisdom of waiting is rediscovering patience. Patience with God, with others, with life circumstances and ourselves. The fruit of God's Spirit with us, Galatians 5:22. In other words, forbearance, long-suffering, patience. It's also to spare the embarrassment of what in hindsight could have been a hasty and wrong decision, or to see and experience over some time the faithfulness and guidance of God. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, Romans 12 verse 19, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it's mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Many are the plans of a man's heart, but God's purpose always prevails. Proverbs 19:21. God is perfect and good. He always has our best interest at heart. God's intent is that through waiting, we might learn from our frustrations and impatience. Remember that he is good and will always have our best interest at heart. His purpose will always prevail. Waiting is God's gift of time. Time to stop, step back, be still, and seek him out. To come to Jesus in word and prayer. To know and appreciate his ways. Renew our trust in him at his word. Place our hope in him for life and for whatever circumstance might come our way. And then, whilst waiting quietly, discover patience, the wisdom of waiting that sees us safely through. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Let me pray. Teach us, O gracious Lord, to begin our works with reverence, to go on with obedience, and to finish them in love, and then to wait patiently in hope and with cheerful countenance, confident to look to you, whose promises are faithful and rewards infinite. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the Lord is good and faithful. He will keep us day and night. We can always run to Jesus, Jesus, strong and kind. It's great knowing that we are the people of God and that we can come to him and he will come to us. But although we are the people of God, Scripture reminds us that we still sin. We're selfish. We forget him. We need to confess our failures, knowing that Lord Jesus, who died for us and intercedes for us, will forgive us if we come to him in prayer. So let us draw near to God, who freely forgives through his infinite goodness and mercy, and pray to him with sincerity and confidence. Together, Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger, and God is full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is no condemnation. Amen. We're going to continue in a time of prayer now, and Rosemary is going to lead us in this time. Thanks, Rosemary.
The Lord be with you,
and also
with you. Let us begin this time of prayer together by saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The set prayer for the day. Let us pray that the gospel may be our rule of life. God our Father, your light of truth guides us in the way of Christ. May all who follow him reject what is contrary to the gospel. And we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. We pray for Australia, for our leaders and for ourselves. Gracious Father, inspire and direct our leaders to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Grant to our governments and all who serve in public life wisdom and skill, imagination, energy, and compassion for the people they serve. Protect them from corruption and the temptation to serve themselves. Especially uphold those who are making hard decisions at this time to keep our nation economically stable and its people protected from COVID-19. We thank you for our Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, and our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, and all those supporting them in New South Wales for the hard work they are putting in day and night as they work a way to halt the spread of the coronavirus. We pray that despite these difficult times, we will all come to a knowledge of the truth about Jesus as we place our trust in him for our daily needs and for our spiritual needs, remembering that he is faithful and gave his life for us. Help us all to commit ourselves to the common good. Help us to reach out to those in need, our neighbours, our friends, family, and others we may meet, so that our suburbs, our city, and our country may be a secure home for all its peoples. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sovereign Lord, you are the hope and healer of your people and promise a world where there is no more sickness or crying or death. By your death and resurrection, you have set your people free from the penalty of sin and death. We pray your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We praise you for answering our prayers in providing for us a vaccine for the coronavirus. We continue to pray for a speedy rollout of the vaccine to all people and continue to pray that governments will work well together as they navigate the logistics of its distribution. Despite the recent tightenings of restrictions, we continue to pray that you will help us to be diligent in our responsibilities to help prevent this virus from spreading. And we pray that you will strengthen people around the world who are sick, who are treating the sick, and who are mourning the loss of loved ones. We pray for those who are distressed by border restrictions, for those who cannot visit loved ones, for those whose work and livelihoods are under pressure, and for those who struggle with isolation, boredom, homelessness, and financial difficulty. Give to governing authorities wisdom in their management of this crisis, and to your people peace beyond understanding, generous and wise hearts, and a renewed trust in your sovereign goodness and glory. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We pray for our church family. We pray for our congregation that we will care for one another and prioritise the need to encourage one another. And we give you great thanks, O God, that we can find comfort and strength at your family here. We continue to pray for those in our congregation and families who are not well or recovering from illness. We pray for Lynn Clark, Max Schweisberg, Kay Woodcock, Coral Chamberlain, Fiona McGregor and Diane Bastable. We pray for our church families and their children as they draw near to the end of the school holidays. We pray for all teachers, parents, carers and auxiliary staff as they once again face challenging times during lockdown, and pray that you will grant to them strength, patience and perseverance. We particularly pray for ourselves that you will make us more and more like Jesus through the work of your Holy Spirit. Help us to make time to read your word daily, talk to you so that we may glorify you and be a light for those around us. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray especially for our special religious education and Anglican school chaplaincy. God of all truth, teach us to love you with heart and mind. Bless Russell Lee and Abbotsford Public Schools, our local state and private high schools. We bless those who are serving as school chaplains in our Anglican schools across Sydney. And we pray that you will bless the Ministry of Special Religious Education within them. We pray that this opportunity for ministry to children may remain open. We ask you to sustain and equip all who currently teach, and pray that you will continue to raise up sufficient new SRE teachers and school chaplains. We ask that principals, parents, churches and the community will understand the benefits of SRE and chaplaincy within the schools and support it, and that all those involved will strive to love and serve the children, seek and love the truth, and in humility look to you, the source of all wisdom and understanding. And we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy God, help us all to remain faithful to you in everything that we do. We pray that everything that we do may glorify your name. May we be faithful in our homes, workplaces, and community by doing what we have been taught and living our lives according to your word. Thank you, most mighty and holy God, that you reign supreme and we are more than conquerors through the gift of Christ your Son. In the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Well, on the website, you'll see if you go on to it, you'll see that there's the news and notes. And I just draw your attention to read those and now highlight just one thing there in the news and notes, that if you would like to Zoom with me on Sunday night, I'm happy to do that. Just let me know. It'd be great for us to share fellowship together and open the scriptures and pray for one another and just be in touch and just seeing how we're all going. So from 5 to 6 on a Sunday night, We can do that, but I need you to let me know so that I can send you the link via an email. So if you could do that, that would be wonderful. Well, it comes to that time in the service where before we leave, we encourage one another. And so I invite you to stand and let us say what we believe in the words of our Apostles' Creed, or a creedal statement that we have here, and to say it in such a way that encourages your family unit there, the one that you're with, your children, or your spouse, or your friends that are there. Let me ask you this question. Do you believe in God the Father? We believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God the Son? We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we come to the end of our service. And we've been encouraged to know that we are encouraged to know that the wisdom of waiting is patience. Waiting on God is no waste of time. And so as we come to the end of the service, let me pray this prayer, and I invite you to join with me as we do so. Father, take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. Strong and kind.
Jesus said.